Western Nebraska's Real Rock 107.7 KBPY. Here's the thing. Here's why I think everybody's angry and pissed this morning. I think Wednesdays, it builds up on you. You know, there's only so much pettiness and gossip and BS and knuckleheads, and there's only so much you can take. And you know, you wake up Sunday morning and you go and do your thing.
Wednesday morning?
No, no.
Oh,
Sunday morning, and you go and do your thing, and you have a good morning, and you have a good, and then you see some knucklehead at the store that just does something stupid, or he spills gas all over the ground, or you're like, but you're cool and you're calm because it's Sunday, you know, and then you go to work on Monday, and some petty little child decides to start trouble with you at work, or gossip about you in the hallway because they're a petty, immature little tool that can't get their life together, their own self. So they gotta put their pain onto you. They gotta project their pain, and then what do? You absorb it and you bring it into yourself because you're like a sponge, you're like an anger sponge, and you absorb all that. And you get it into yourself, and you go back home. And that night at home, you're sitting there, and you're like, oh God, I just want to. And then you get some sleep, but you have kind of a nightmare, you know. And it's not a bad nightmare. It's just one where you're punching your brother or something. And then you wake up Tuesday morning, and you're kind of halfway in a good mood, but you're mostly just still pissed from the day before. And then you go into work on Tuesday, and that same person is still working there. And now they start grating on your nerves because now they're not getting their work done. Or now they're and you just get madder and madder and madder. And you go have lunch, and somebody puts mayonnaise on your hamburger. Who eats mayonnaise on hamburgers anyway? And then somebody puts mayonnaise on your hamburger, and then you're so mad, and you're like, can you not do anything right? And then you go home and you think, I just got to get out of the house for a little while before I hurt somebody. And then you go and you say, no, I'm going to have a beer. I'm just going to have a beer and chill out. That's all I'm going to do is I'm going to have a beer and chill out. And you're sitting there and you're trying to drink your beer, and then somebody walks in a stupid looking hat. And then you're thinking to yourself, what is wrong with that guy in that stupid looking hat? And then you just get madder and madder and madder. And you wake up Wednesday morning and you call me at the radio station and try to get me to play Bulls on Parade or something. Like it's my fault.
Wow, I think you just described my last 3 weeks.
But let it out, let it out, gang. Let it out, let it out. I just thank God the Kit Army is not an actual armed force. Thank God the Kit Army doesn't have weapons of mass destruction, or this place would be in trouble right now.